Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a good weekend. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on this Tuesday, April 29th. This is not a rebroadcast. Sorry about not being with you last evening. I had hoped to get Mark Glenn to sit in. I wasn't quite sure what my schedule was going to be. And, you know, Mark is a very busy guy. He's got a wife and 8 kids, and right now he's got about 30 newborn lambs on his little ranch out there in northern Idaho. So, you know, he is kind of a busy guy. But in any case, I am here with you this evening. I'm glad I am, because I had a bit of a sore throat here today. But you know what? You know what, folks? Instead of running out and buying some prescription drugs, I just drank a lot of ginger tea. Just took ginger right off the spice shelf and mixed it up. And you know what? Ginger works real good. Don't have to go buy any drugs, just use ginger. Well, folks, thanks to those listeners who wrote me, and I've gotten, I think out of all the shows I've done, I've probably gotten more handwritten letters and emails regarding my April 17th show than I have ever had in all the shows that I've done. It's not that many, but, folks, I made an egregious error. And as one of my letter writers pointed out, that prior to making this error, I noted that I've never been very good with mathematics. Well, I said on this show, ladies and gentlemen, pointing out that there were now more than 4,000 dead in Iraq, I pointed out, reading from a Jewish newspaper, that there were some 27 Jews who died in Iraq, according to this Jewish newspaper citing a Jewish website. And I had done some calculating on the calculator, and of course, obviously, I clearly can't read a calculator. I said that that was 7% of the deaths in Iraq. I said that Jewish Americans had contributed almost twice their reported numbers of the population, which they say is somewhere between 2 and 3%. I said they had contributed perhaps more than twice that to the numbers of died in Iraq. I said that the figure 27 dead was 7% of 4,000. No, it's 0.7% of 4,000. In other words, that's less than 1%. And here I was being incredibly generous, folks, and I thought I was giving credit where credit is due and saying that, well, yes, after all, the Jewish people and their very powerful organizations in this country had kicked up a fuss and moaned and cried and demanded that the United States go to war against Saddam Hussein. And, of course, that the Israelis had done likewise. And I said, well, I said at least they put their money where their mouth is, or in this case, their lives. But it turns out they haven't contributed quite as many deaths. And I hate to think of anybody dying. But it turns out they have contributed less than 1% to the 4,000 dead. Not the 7%. And I want to tell you something. I have enough experience in direct mail to tell you that there is a big difference between 0.7%, that is less than 1%, 7-tenths of 1%, and 7%. It's a very big difference, ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, it all comes back to this problem that not everybody seems to be contributing equally to the cause of war in Iraq, and yet it was certain groups in this country that contributed most generously, so to speak, most assiduously, most enthusiastically toward getting us in that war in Iraq. So I have to stand corrected, because incorrect indeed I was, egregiously incorrect. I wish somebody would have called the show, however, and told me live on the air that night. If I make a mistake, by God, please tell me. Let me know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live here tonight at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm coming to you from Washington, which is headquarters of American Free Press and, of course, of the bi-monthly historical journal, The Barnes Review. And you can check out the Barnes Review website at barnesreview.com. I have the May-June issue of the Barnes Review in my hand. Good issue, lots of interesting articles. I could go on and on and tell you all about it, but I won't. Lots of interesting stuff in this issue. If you're not familiar with the Barnes Review, you can check it out on the internet. And I'll tell you what, if you want to go to their website at barnesreview.com and you want to call those nice girls that work in the Barnes Review office at their toll-free number and ask for a free copy, not of the latest issue, but a free copy of a recent issue of the Barnes Review, a back issue of the Barnes Review, you tell them Mike Piper said to call and that they would send out a free copy. Normally, I think they charge $10 for a sample copy, and believe me, it's $10 worth the price. But in any case, I think if you're interested in history, real history, not propaganda, you want to read the Barnes Review. Well, speaking of propaganda and lies, I hate to come back to this, but I cannot let a lie remain uncontested. You know, there is this narcissistic egomaniac with sociopathic tendencies, this guy Christopher Bolin, who used to work for American Free Press and who I foolishly and naively used to refer to as the best journalist in America, bar none. Well, Boleyn has once again bleated out the false claim that he was fired from American Free Press because he was getting too close to the truth about 9-1-1. Folks, that's a lie. He was fired from American Free Press because he was associating with this destructive little Jewish hermaphrodite, Eric Hufschmidt. And we've seen what Eric Hufschmidt has done to his former partner, Daryl Bradford Smith, and anybody who followed Daryl's programming and Daryl's website when he was associated with Eric, we can now see what a vast improvement it is, because Daryl is out there contributing things at IamTheWitness.com. No, we fired, or I should say American Free Press fired Christopher Boleyn, because I'm only a contract writer for American Free Press, just like Boleyn was. But American Free Press fired Boleyn because he was trafficking with Eric Hufschmidt, who was saying that American Free Press was a Zionist propaganda front, which, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. And now Boleyn and Hufschmidt have broken up, but nonetheless, Boleyn, this relentless liar that he is, continues to lie and lie and lie. And if you've ever listened to any of his podcasts, you can see how disorganized this man's mind is. It's very disturbing. Well, speaking of very disturbing, I'll tell you who I consider very disturbing. That's the guy who is apparently going to be the Republican presidential nominee, John McCain. Now, I have written in American Free Press about John McCain's family fortune, pointing out its origins with the Lansky Crime Syndicate and their associates, the Bruntmans, who ran Arizona and really still do run Arizona. They ran both the major political parties in Arizona. We've had callers come in on this program and confirm what I've written. What's very interesting, the New York Times on Sunday, the 27th, says John McCain frequently used his wife's jet for little cost. Now, this isn't his wife's private jet. This is a jet that is owned by Hensley and Company. Well, Mrs. McCain is the chairwoman of Hensley, which is, according to the New York Times, one of the country's biggest distributors of Anheuser-Busch products. The New York Times says, Hensley was founded by Mrs. McCain's father, James Hensley, and her uncle. Well, if you read my book, The New Jerusalem, or you read my recent article about John McCain, published in American Free Press, and subsequently republished, I'm pleased to say, a lot of places on the Internet, you found out that the old man Hensley was a front man for Kemper Marley. Kemper Marley did not go to jail. Mrs. McCain's father, Jim Hensley, did go to jail. He took the rap for Kemper Marley. Kemper Marley rewarded Jim Hensley with that beer distributorship. Well, how did Kemper Marley get in the position to be able to do this? Well, he in turn was the real front man in Arizona politics and crime for the Bronfman family of Canada and their allies in the Lansky Crime Syndicate. Sounds a little complicated on the air, folks, but it's all laid out in my article. It's all laid out in my book, The New Jerusalem. Incidentally, if you go to amfirstbooks.com or michaelcollinspiper.com, which is a subsidiary website of amfirstbooks.com, you can get the book, The New Jerusalem, in an email, an e-book version. And it tells the whole story of McCain's relationship with the Bronfman family and much, much more about the Bronfmans. But isn't it interesting that the New York Times says about Mrs. McCain, it was her late father's fortune, which also includes real estate, that helped start Mr. McCain's political career. Well, not only did it help start McCain's political career, but here we have John McCain taking advantage of this corporate plane to run his presidential campaign. The guy is a big-time crook. The guy is a sleazeball, ladies and gentlemen. He passes himself off as a hero, but this so-called hero is a guy who has stood in the path of finding out the truth about the American POWs, even though he was one of them. And don't take Mike Piper's word on that. POW families across the country and POWs will confirm what I say. This stuff has been floating around for years, but the mass media will not touch it. The mass media is promoting this man for the presidency. Why is the mass media promoting this man for the presidency? Because this guy, this character, this garbage man, John McCain, is going to give you exactly what you got from George W. Bush and more. John McCain's policies and his attitudes towards America and the world and America's place in this world make those of George Bush like an American patriot. And I'm obviously being a little rhetorical there. No, George Bush is no patriot either. But, you know, John McCain, this should give thrills. This should give thrills to the John Birch Society, folks. You know, John McCain, who incidentally is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the New York-based affiliate of the Rothschild family's Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, Mr. McCain, this member of the Council on Foreign Relations, gave a speech in Los Angeles in which he proposed that the United States expel Russia from the group of eight advanced industrial countries. And, you know, McCain recently called for this League of Democracies as a counter to the United Nations. You know, get the U.S. out of the U.N. and the U.N. out of the U.S. Well, McCain, I'm told, is kind of backing off on that idea. But the fact is, we have this guy, John McCain. He is a real warmonger, ladies and gentlemen. You know, even Fareed Zakaria, writing in the Washington Post, says that Bush's speech, wherein he called to expel Russia from the group of eight nations, he's also talking about the group of eight excluding China. Well, I know a lot of people want to go to war against China because, well, I guess they want to go to war against China. But, you know, frankly, I just don't see the logic of the United States going to war against Russia or going to war against China. Now, I'm sure you're all saying, not all of you, but some of you are saying, well, we've got to go to war against China because they're communist. Ooh. Well, I tell you what, some of the richest people in the world are in China, and I'm not defending the Chinese economy, I'm not defending the Chinese way of life, the Chinese this, the Chinese that, but I'm here to tell you, I don't see how it benefits America to go to war against China or to go to war against Russia. But, you know, John McCain is the voice of the so-called, quote-unquote, neoconservatives. And the neoconservatives, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured it out, they are not the voice of a German death cult. They are not the voice of the Illuminati. They are the voice of the hardline Talmudists, the disciples of this hellish book, the Talmud, that underlines the philosophy of the Zionist state of Israel. And, of course, this is the program where we hasten to add that not all Jews are Zionists and not all Zionists are Jews. We say that for the record. But we are here to tell you that, very sadly, the bulk of the American Jewish community is very firmly aligned with the Zionist camp, and they have supported Israel, and they have supported these policies of war and devastation in the Middle East that were designed to advance the state of Israel. And I personally think that's a mistake. People call me an anti-Semite and a Hitler apologist, and I tell you what, they're free to call me that all they want, because if it is being an anti-Semite and a Hitler apologist and an advocate of a new Holocaust to say that America has no business butchering its own young men and women in the interests of a tiny foreign state that contributes nothing to America, then I'm here to plead guilty to being all of those things. All right, we're going to a break. More when we come back. We're going to talk about Reverend Wright. Ho, ho, ho.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you here at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, folks, I don't have the news item handy, but Israel's newspaper Haaretz, which is not known to be a Holocaust-denying, neo-Nazi, Hitler-apologizing publication, just for the record, Haaretz recently reported that former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave a very interesting speech. Now, for those of you who've never heard of Netanyahu, I will remind you or tell you for the first time that he is considered one of the leading conservatives in Israel. And Mr. Netanyahu has a very strong support among the Sephardic Jewish population in Israel. And just for the record, a lot of the people who are Ashkenazi Jews living in Israel, who are descendants of the Khazars, are not really as strong supporters of Mr. Netanyahu as the Sephardic Jews, who are said to be those who are descendants of the quote-unquote original Jews living in Palestine. Well, Mr. Netanyahu is also a very close friend and longtime collaborator with many of the neoconservatives here in the United States who have been advising George W. Bush, our beloved president, and who are also rallying now behind John McCain, just as they initially supported John McCain back in 2000. So this is who Mr. Netanyahu is. Wonderful conservative. In fact, he was featured at the big conservative political action conference here in Washington a few years ago at one of those conferences where Pat Buchanan a longtime Republican and conservative, was pointedly not invited, even though he was one of the modern-day founders of a lot of the what we used to call the conservative movement. But Mr. Netanyahu is a favorite of American conservatives, a good friend of Richard Pearl and so forth. Well, Mr. Netanyahu, having prefaced all that for those who've never heard of Netanyahu, and there are probably a few out there who haven't, and then there's a few out there who have heard of him but don't quite understand exactly who he is. We're trying to be very pedantic here, ladies and gentlemen. I like that word. Trying to be a teacher, trying to be an educator. Well, Mr. Netanyahu gave a speech just recently, and he said that Israel had benefited from the 9-1-1 attacks on the United States. That's not my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not a miscalculation on my calculator. This is what Mr. Netanyahu, the highly regarded former Prime Minister of Israel, said. Mr. Netanyahu is a very good friend of Jerry Falwell's, among other people. Now, I'm here to tell you, folks, that appeared in an Israeli newspaper, reporting on another Israeli news source that had first reported that. And it's been out there on the Internet. But I haven't seen it headlines. I haven't seen headlines about it here in the United States. I haven't turned on ABC and CBS and NBC and CNN and Fox hearing about it morning, noon, and night. I haven't heard them say, how will it affect John McCain's presidential campaign? How will it affect Mr. McCain's campaign, this fact that someone who is very, very close to McCain's key advisors has said that Israel benefited from the 9-1-1 attacks on America. Now, shouldn't that shock people? When I've said things like that, when other people have said things like that, when Muslim leaders have said things like that, they have been denounced as anti-Semites, Holocaust deniers, Hitler apologists, Islamofascists. But when the highly regarded Prime Minister of Israel, who is very, very close to the people who are advising John McCain, and who is also a major influence in our U.S. president, I haven't seen the mass media in this country talking about it, ladies and gentlemen. And Israel is supposed to be our good friend, a dear little friend, a country that, you know, rose up out of the ashes of the Holocaust, and, you know, just this wonderful place, this heaven on earth. And their leaders are painted as statesmen, and yet they're saying that Israel benefited from the 9-1-1 terrorist attacks. Well, this bothers me as an American, because if I had said something like that, I would be called anti-American. So why am I anti-American for stating an obvious fact that Israel did benefit from the 9-1-1 terrorist attacks, but the mass media says nothing about Mr. Netanyahu, the former Prime Minister of Israel and a possible future Prime Minister? Am I belaboring the point? Some of you say Piper made the point 5 minutes ago, but I'm here to tell you, folks, sometimes, you know, Mark Glenn and I were talking about this earlier off the air, sometimes it takes a long time to lay out all the facts, to try to explain things to people, particularly out there. There's a lot of people out there listening who really vehemently disagree with what I'm saying, and they won't call in here and tell me why I'm wrong and tell me why it's okay for Netanyahu to say this, but for Mike Piper or for so many other people to say it, we're anti-American. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, if I'm anti-American for saying it, then so is Benjamin Netanyahu, and so are all of these pro-Israel Jewish neoconservatives and their Christian fundamentalist supporters. And also, so is John McCain, and so is President George W. Bush. If they do not publicly repudiate Benjamin Netanyahu, then they're anti-American, ladies and gentlemen. The President of the United States is anti-American. John McCain is anti-American. And so is this horrible piece of garbage, Benjamin Netanyahu. They ought to bar him from this country. He's anti-American, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it. Did I make my point? Probably not to a lot of people. Probably not.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, I was about to make a point in all that give and take. I was giving it all, that is, about Benjamin Netanyahu and this anti-American Israeli leader and all his anti-American friends here in America. And I'm going to come back to that in a moment, bring it full circle to where I was going. Reverend Wright. But before I do that, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors here, gasfreedom.info, just like it sounds, gasfreedom.info. Now, this is very, very interesting. Listen to this. Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Gasfreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info, or call, here's the number, folks, 239-628-3708. Go to gasfreedom.info, or call 239-628-3708. Well, I was talking about these anti-American traitors. earlier. Well, we've heard the term anti-American applied once again to the ever infamous Reverend Jeremiah Wright Jr., the former, and it looks like he's going to be even more former than ever, pastor of Barack Obama. Folks, what's one of the things that Reverend Wright said that makes him anti-American? He said that he thinks that AIDS may have been created by or under the sponsorship of the U.S. government. He went on to say that nothing the U.S. government would do would surprise him. He pointed out the U.S. government had a history of doing experimentation on black Americans like the Tuskegee Airmen. Folks, these are all historical facts. We know that the U.S. government, the CIA in particular, engaged in mind control experiments on Americans using drugs. We've heard about all sorts of experimentation being done. I've heard of possible experimentation done in a military installation in San Francisco from where my older brother, now deceased, shipped off to Vietnam. And a lot of the guys who left that particular area have suffered as a consequence, and I can tell you, well, I won't even go into my brother's personal experiences, but suffice it to say, when he died a couple years ago, it was essentially as a consequence of his experiences in Vietnam. We do know that the government has done these kind of things, and there have been a lot of people, not black separatists. No, American patriots, maybe a few blacks among them, but a lot of American patriots, scientists, alternative health specialists, all sorts of people, historians who've done research into the possibility that the AIDS virus and other viruses and chemical and biological weapons were produced in American laboratories. And I don't think any of these good people that were researching into this were any more anti-American than Reverend Wright is anti-American. I can hear a lot of teeth gnashing out there right now. People are saying, oh, Piper's endorsing Barack Obama. No, Piper is not endorsing Barack Obama. In fact, Barack Obama doesn't like what Reverend Wright has said, or as Reverend Wright has said, well, he has to say that he doesn't like what I've said. And I'll tell you something else, too, and I know this is going to upset the followers of Jared Taylor, that Yale intellectual who preaches that Jews are superior to whites and that whites are superior to blacks. I know the followers of Jared Taylor really don't like Reverend Wright and what he has to say, but I tell you what, it's kind of funny. The white separatists, as they call themselves, they're the first to say that all races should respect each other and not expect demands upon one another. My understanding of Reverend Wright is that Reverend Wright, while he may engage in inflammatory rhetoric against whites, he is using the kind of rhetoric, and I have been in black churches. I have been at the rallies of Louis Farrakhan. I've heard these comments, and I've heard them expressed in voices of righteous anger, but I put them in the context in which I'm hearing them on the moment, on site, or at the moment, on site, and in historical context. And what I'm here to tell you, folks, I find it very, very interesting that the mass media is playing up Reverend Wright's comments. And I would add this, that Reverend Wright is exactly correct when he says that the mass media, or I should say that people don't understand the context of these black preachers who talk in these terms. It scares people. I understand that it does. But, you know, Reverend Wright is basically a black separatist when it comes right down to it. He's preaching black self-reliance, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you and I know, folks, you and I know that the real reason why they're going after Reverend Wright doesn't have anything to do with his comments about AIDS. It really has nothing to do with his comments about what God should do to America, because, you know, this same mass media has always preached hatred for American nationalism and hatred for American nationalists. No, they're really concerned because of the fact that he's dared to say boo to the power of organized Jewish groups in this country. They're angry that he's praised Minister Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam. who likewise has done the same. That's what they're really upset about, folks. That's why you're hearing about it, folks. And yet there's so many good patriots who are being swept along with the tide. You know, Mark Glenn and I, earlier tonight talking on the show, both agreed that we had vehement disagreements for recent articles, even in American Free Press, that played along the lines of the attacks on Reverend Wright. They do terrify a lot of people, the comments by Reverend Wright. But I'll tell you what, I find it a little bit hypocritical for the white separatists to say it's fine for them to preach that whites should stick with themselves and rely upon themselves, and yet be upset when Reverend Wright says the same thing about blacks. When Reverend Wright, my God, has even said that integration was a failure, that integration was probably a mistake, forced integration. I would think that the white separatists would just be absolutely thrilled about that. Well, Reverend Wright is getting a raw deal. Reverend Wright is more right than he is wrong. Reverend Wright is correct when he says that if the United States starts stomping all over people all over the world, that we shouldn't be surprised when people strike back. Now, as you know, I don't think that it was the Muslims who struck back on the United States on September 11th, 2001. I think the Israelis did that, ladies and gentlemen. I thought it from the beginning. Well, I should say after about an hour and a half into 911, it clicked in my mind that that's who was behind it. But Reverend Wright is more right than he is wrong. Reverend Wright is being crucified by the mass media in this country. And I tell you what, I'll say it as I've said it time and time again on this program. If the mass media in this country says that someone is a villain, then you know that that person is probably more right, no pun intended, than they are wrong. It's very simple. Very simple, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to go to the phone calls here now. Probably lost half a dozen listeners because of that. But I'm sorry. I have this strange philosophy that you listen to this program and this network because you can handle the truth. Well, in this case, that truth that I expounded upon was, of course, my opinion. But I think it's founded on the facts, on the truth. Anyway, let's go to Nevada. We have Yvonne calling from Nevada. Come on up, Yvonne.
Hello?
How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
All righty. What's going on out there?
Listened to you for a long time.
Okay, good.
I've never called in, though.
Okay.
I agree with what you were saying just now. But I am very confused about something. With Mr. Wright coming out as forcefully as he has, that is damaging Obama. So what's going on there?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting question. And you know, I just had a conversation with a neighbor of mine about that today. And you know what I think we have to keep in mind is, you know, we talk about the big issues and the big trends and everything, but you know, you cannot separate all of this from the fact that there are personalities involved. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing here with Reverend Wright. This is just my opinion. Reverend Wright, he's been dragged through the mud.
He brought it on himself.
Well, in that sense, yes, he did. He did.
That's the reason it seems to me like he is deliberately targeting a supposed friend, knowing what it was going to do to him.
Well, you know, this is the thing. I kind of think, again, that's what it comes back to, this matter of personalities. I think he may feel that Barack Obama did him wrong, or he may feel that this is his way of, you know, having his own last stand. I don't think that, and keep in mind also that part of this is something else you have to remember. the reason why Reverend Wright has been speaking out is because he's received all these invitations from a lot of different people to speak out, including black churches and other organizations and so forth. So, you know, I think this is an inevitability. But like I say, I think it's more just a matter of personalities involved here rather than anything even more sinister behind the scenes. And you have to keep in mind, Yvonne, that anything that Reverend Wright says, the media is going to play it up and put a spin on it.
Well, I know it, and he should have known it. That's the reason I'm very suspicious about why. You know,
I thought,
you know, is he deliberately, for some reason, costing this guy the possible election? And I'm not for, you know, I'm just making an observation.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're basically thinking out loud, and you know, it's a natural thought. I don't know. You know, it all remains to be seen if it is going to cost Obama the election. I think, if anything, I thought Obama shot himself in the foot more with his comment about people clinging to guns and religion. That probably hurt him more than anything that Reverend Wright has said, because he's been denouncing, and this is the strange thing about it now, we have Barack Obama now really fearfully distancing himself from Reverend Wright. So,
oh, yeah, he's dancing like crazy.
Yeah, your question, though, it's a very good question. And like I say, I was just discussing it earlier this evening with a friend of mine right out here in the street. It's something that, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see which way it goes. But like I say, my concern about it is that the media has been playing it up in a way that, you know, the black politicians have said things far worse.
Mainstream black politicians have said
things far worse and far more hateful.
Well, I listened to his full when I was getting emails and getting the things that he had said, and then I happened to get another email with the video where everything fell more in perspective.
It's interesting.
It was a lot different than the other quotes.
Yeah, in fact, I'll tell you what, just a couple nights ago, a friend of mine who has been tearing his hair out over Reverend Wright, he said to me, he says, I saw him interviewed. I guess it was on Bill Moyers or one of these people.
Uh-huh.
And he said, he said, you know, this guy didn't quite sound as crazy and as radical as I thought he did. You know, but the thing is, the way the media is playing it with the headlines and the sound bites, I think it's all part and parcel of what I've been talking about. You say you've been listening to the show for a while. I think it's all been part and parcel of the fact that they built up Obama to knock down Hillary Clinton, and then all of a sudden Obama took off in a way that they never expected him to, and now they feel the need to knock down Barack Obama. So although the Hillary fans are still determined that Hillary is going to be the Democratic nominee.
Oh, God, I hope not.
But yeah, and Barack's fans are...
Of course, there's none that I want in.
Well...
I mean, they're all traitors.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
It's
traitors.
We are faced with a real dismal situation in this country. The people that are out there... The good people that are out there, like Ron Paul and so forth, you know, that have been putting themselves out for the presidency, they don't get the publicity. They have people steering them wrong, and I just don't see how in this presidential election, I mean, when you consider the fact that the media literally controls the vote count in this country, I don't see how we're going to have an honest election and ever have a serious opportunity to have a real president.
No, we're not.
No.
Could I say one other thing?
Go ahead.
Have you ever heard of the book March of the Titans?
Yes, by
Arthur
good Lord.
Kemp.
Excellent book. What's his name, the author?
Arthur Kemp.
Arthur Kemp. I'm embarrassed because I know the guy. I couldn't think of his name. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first book ever. Well, 25 years ago, he said that he was doing some research, went into the library in the history department, and had just, you know, while browsing, picked up a book on the Asian language and perked his interest. So he was browsing around, and he said he found books on every nationality, race in the world, with the exception of white people.
Exactly.
And 25 years ago, he decided, okay, that's it. I'm going to write a book about the white people. And I heard it, maybe I heard it on your show, I don't know whose. But I've always wondered, okay, I know where half of...
Yvonne, listen, we are going to the break. Oh. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Incidentally, that book is available from the Barnes Review at barnesreview.com.
Yes, and that's where I got it.
Okay, stay tuned. Yvonne, you hang on for the break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to the break. Stay tuned for more.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. Before we went to the break, we're talking here with Yvonne from Nevada. She mentioned the book March of the Titans, which is a history of the white race. It's by Arthur Kemp, and it's available from the Barnes Review at barnesreview.com. Yvonne, you know, I had seen that book around the Barnes Review office, but I never really got around to reading it, and I sat down one evening, and I found myself absolutely captivated by the book.
Wasn't that intriguing?
Yes, it's He's such a great writer, and he's taken so much information about so much of history that, you know, I had never heard about, and he's tied it all together. And it just, it's, you know, the word panoramic comes to mind.
Yes.
And I, ran into Mr. Kemp. He was here in Washington. He stopped by the Barnes Review office in the American Free Press office, and I had just missed having lunch with him, but I ran into him and some colleagues, Mr. Kemp and some colleagues of mine in the street, and I said to him, I said, Arthur, I said, my God, I said, the term is so overused, but I said, this book is a masterpiece.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I'm reading it, I'm thinking, oh, my God, no wonder it took him 25 years, because apparently we were all over the place, and I thought, how in the world is he going to tie all of this in? And what I'd called about, I had, read about the Khazars, and the first time I ran across it, and this happens every once in a while, there's a disbelief thinking, well, you know, because you hear so much on the internet, you have to be cautious.
You're telling me, yeah.
And I thought, well, I don't know, maybe we'll see. And I kept running across it, and lo and behold, in his book, where he spelled out and gave the, and I don't have the book right in front of me, about they had actually done DNA testing on Khazars and Ashkenazi Jews, and it's 90% of the Levites have the genetic markings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. I mean, he covers the gamut in that book. Yeah.
He does. He touches on absolutely everything, and then the chapter, needless to say, when I started reading about the other Hitler that I had never been programmed to know.
That's a remarkable chapter, isn't it?
Again, I thought, well, I'm not sure about this either. And then when I got to his book and he laid it out, and I thought, well, there's got to be a very distinct difference on the other side of Hitler than I was ever exposed to. And he did it beautifully.
Oh, that chapter, that's the closing chapter in the book, and it is like it really, in a strange way, kind of ties everything all together.
And I communism, I've always wondered in the back of my head, it seems to me like...
Yvonne,
tell
you what, Yvonne, I hear that music playing, which means...
Okay, I'll let you go. I enjoy your show very much.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and you do call again sometime soon.
I will.
All right. Great call, ladies and gentlemen. That was Yvonne from Nevada. Apologies to the others we couldn't bring up tonight. I talked a little bit too long. That's a frequent occurrence. Anyway, stay tuned for more good programming right here on RBN. Ladies and gentlemen, see you tomorrow night, God willing.